So one of the first days we're out hunting. I'm hunting with a bow, and Dudley and I are sitting in tree stands up in a tree. We're about 10 feet apart, two different trees, and we've been sitting there about 2 hours. You go out there about 4 or 5 hours ahead of time, and wait for the bear to come. And you got a bait pile down here. And anyway, I'm just setting a scenario for you. It's like a pit, and then you put, like, we took granola. We took like a 5 gallon bucket of granola to each bait pit every day, and put it in. And then you take these big logs and you put over it. So that way you know if bears came when you come back the next day, because they're the only ones who could move these logs. They're so heavy. Okay, like if coyotes come or the little squirrels, they have to go down and try to eat what they can get to. But the bears will just, they just walk up and they're just and pull the big logs off of them. Okay? What? I don't get what's funny. Yeah. And so Dudley and I are up in the tree. We've been there for like 2 hours, whatever. It's about 6:30. And maybe 3 hours, whatever. And Dudley says, hey, the wind changed and it's blowing from behind us toward the bait. That means the bear would smell us, so the bear wouldn't come in. You want the wind blowing into your face, but instead the wind had shifted and was blowing a different way. And he said, we got to get out of the tree and go move because the wind's blowing the wrong way. So we get down. I trust Dudley. We get down. And Dudley told me to do something, and while I was doing it, he took his stand and set it up for me to get into. I turned around, and the thing was off the ground about this high. That means I'm sitting like this, right at the ground, to shoot a bear with my bow, and the bait stand was from here to that door. I said, Dudley, because see, I'd been about 12 foot up in the air. I said, Dudley, wouldn't it be, I said, we need to put this thing up in the tree. And he said, we can't do it. It's too close to the time the bear come in. We'll make too much noise. You got to sit here. And I'm like, dude, that's like right on the ground. And he's like, you'll be okay. And I'm like, okay. So I climb in and I said, where are you going to sit? He said, well, I don't have any place to sit, so I'm going to leave you alone in the woods. And I'm like, oh, dude. And so he left me alone. About 7:30 every day up there, it's like somebody started turning the dimmer switch down, and it keeps getting darker, darker, darker until about 8:30. And I mean, it's getting darker, darker, and then about 8:30, it's like all of a sudden you can't see anything in front of you. I mean, you hold your hand up. We're talking about out in the woods, deep woods, 30 miles from phone signal. You can't hear, I mean, I'm telling you, it's dark, okay? Dude, there aren't even stars where we're at. I mean, because you're in the woods and there's trees and we're talking about deep woods, okay? And so anyway, I'm in the woods, I'm on the ground, the lights are going down, I'm thinking, okay, you know, I guess I don't get to see a bear. And all of a sudden, here comes this huge bear. I called him Mr. Big Bear to God, but this huge bear came. He was over 500 pounds. I mean, okay, like huge, okay? Like, and they are jet black, and it's dark. And I'm by myself, and I'm on the ground with a bow. And my bow can only shoot 20 yards in my mind. That's a week later after I calmed down, I realized I could have adjusted my bow and shot the 30 yards where he was. But when I saw that bear, it was dark. It was just, the lights were just about to go out. If you've ever been up there or in that type of situation, when I say the lights go out, I mean they go out. I mean, you hold your hand, you can't tell. This bear steps around this brush pile. I see the bear. I have never, every time I go hunting, I am like just calm, easy going. Dudley's like sweating. He's like, man, you gotta shoot. And so does Eric. They both act like that. And I'm like just laid back. I don't know what it is in the woods. I'm just like calm, cool, peaceful. That bear stepped around that brush pile. Now he was about 25 yards away. There was a couple of trees, like a couple sets of trees. And then he'd come this way and the bait pile was not as far as that door. Right? And I'm sitting on the ground. And that, with my bow. No, it's not dark yet. But it's almost dark. Somebody had been dimming the lights. He stepped around, and all of a sudden, I heard this, thump, 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 thump. And I looked down because I thought my heart had jumped out of my chest because I was dying. I am not even playing. I mean, I saw this bear, and all of a sudden, my heart, it was like I've never felt anything like that before, dude. I mean, I've had hitmen, you know, I've had gangs of bikers, but dude, a mega bear steps out there, dude, and I'm going to tell you what. Yeah. He'd have come over. The bear would come over. The bear would come over. You heard about the two guys. You heard about the two guys, and they see a bear, and they start running, and they get right to the cliff, and they're like scared death, and they're praying, and the bear comes up, chases them, gets right up to the cliff where they are, and the bear gets down on his knees and puts his paws together and says, great, he's praying. Yeah, he's thanking God for his food, and he ate him. Anyway, so I see the bear. My heart, I literally thought it, because I looked. I thought it had jumped out of my chest. And the bear looks at me and goes, rah. It didn't even growl out. It just went, rah. And when it did, I can't even tell you. I've never felt anything like that in my life. I was like scared to death. And yet, I had the bow. I pulled the bow back. I was ready. And I'm thinking, he's too big to miss. I couldn't even miss the dude. But he's got to get closer. And instead, what it did was it started kind of pacing back and forth, looking at me going, arr! And I was like, ah! Okay? Yes. And it's walking, it's pacing back and forth right out of bow shot range. And then they turn the lights out. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not playing. They turn the lights out. And I mean, like, I hadn't noticed them turning the lights out the other days. And now all of a sudden this night, the lights went out. Now, this bear is jet black. I'm on the ground. It's not coming in. Because I'm thinking, just come about, you know, 10 feet something this way, and I'm going to get you. One of the last things I remember Dudley saying to me was, whatever you do, don't wound him. He said, kill him. Don't wound him, especially when you're sitting on the ground. I'm thinking, that is a wise idea. I do not want to wound this guy. And the bear, what I forgot to tell you was, the bears are nocturnal. That means they can see at night. The bear can hold his hand up and he can see it. I can't see it. So the bear's right there, the lights go out, and then all of a sudden I hear the bear coming closer, and I hear it starting eating. I'm feeling, no, he's not me. He's eating the bait pile. And I'm like, please, I can't see him. I was on red alert status to the max. And Dudley and Glenn didn't show up for 30 minutes of me sitting in the black dark, hearing a bear bigger than you can imagine, I'm telling you the truth, eating right near me, and I can't see him. Oh my goodness, I'm praying. Dudley, finally, I hear the truck. I must have heard it 10 miles away. Oh, when he walked up, when he walked up, and my heart, because I looked, I thought it jumped in. I'd never heard it like that before. It was like, come on, come on, come on, come on. Like, I must have lost my heart. It's like, oh, it didn't come out. And then I looked in the bear. You could see his little Mickey Mouse. I say Mickey Mouse ears because the head, I don't know how big the head was. It was huge. The ears were these tiny, but they looked like Mickey Mouse, but not the big Mickey Mouse, but they, you know, you see these little tiny little ears on this huge, you know, thing. And he looks at me and, and then I thought, does he hear my heart? Because I hear my heart. And then it was like, I tried listening real quiet. And I hear me breathing. So I thought, I quit breathing out of my nose. I'll breathe out of my mouth. It'll be quieter. So I said, I'm trying to breathe out of my mouth. And the dude is roaring. Oh, God, I don't do that. So Dudley pulls up 30 minutes later, and he pulls up, and I'm thinking, I bet he's irritated because I'm not getting out of the stand and coming to him. But I don't care. I can't move because I can hear this bear eating, and I'm on the ground, and I'm afraid to move, and I've made it 30 minutes, and I'm afraid to move, and Dudley, you gotta come. God, please have him get out of that truck! And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. So Dudley gets out of the truck with this big bright light, and he starts walking to me from the truck, and he gets about halfway to me, which is about 30 yards. And about that time, I thought, because I didn't move for 30 minutes, you gotta understand. I was afraid to breathe, I was afraid to move. The dude can see me, they told me. I can't see my hand. I can hear him eating. I know the bait pile is like right over there. It's not very far. Like he could take about 2 steps and take a bite, you know, come back. That's what I kept expecting for 30 minutes. Okay? Deer hunting is like way different, okay? I'm telling you. Way different. Dudley starts walking in, carrying this bright light. I couldn't see anything. I could see the bright light coming from behind me because it was kind of lighting, but I couldn't see anything in front of me because it's pitch black. About the time I figured he was near enough, all of a sudden I said, that's it. I came out of my tree thing, my stand that was on the ground. All I had to do was kind of go like this, and I'm on the ground, and I'm like, and I start coming toward Dudley. I was tripping and falling, trying to get out of those woods. I have never tried to get out of somewhere so fast in all my life. I left a trail of things. I kept falling. Dudley's like, what are you doing? I'm like, get out of here! And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, don't talk, just move! Get out of here, like right now! So they bought me a little bulldozer when we got back, and it says Harvey the Bulldozer because he said it sounded like a bulldozer coming through the forest. And the next day we went back and found a trail of stuff where I had bulldozed my way through trying to get out of there. I can't tell you, I've never experienced anything like this. Give me a hitman. Don't give me one of those again, okay? Now watch. So the last night we're there, I don't get the big bear. The last night we're there, Dudley, the night before, he had said, look, it's our next to last night. He said, if you see anything 100 pounds or more, get it, okay? So I come back the next to last night, and Dudley had got a bear. It's a 150-pound bear. And Dudley's not here. I didn't want to tell him, that thing looks dinky compared to Mr. Big Bear. You know what I mean? I didn't want to tell him that because I thought I'd hurt his feelings. I thought, that's just a dinky little guy up there hanging up in the tree, you know? But he was still as big as a man. So the next night, I'm out in the tree, and this time I'm up off the ground about this much or whatever, and my feet, you know, about this high. And it's getting dark, you know, they're into the turning the lights down, and all, and Dudley had said, if you see anything 100 pounds or more, get it. So I saw this little bear all of a sudden appear. You can't believe that these big bear are completely silent. They give them velvet shoes or something. I don't know. But you can't hear them at all. I'm not kidding you. Right? Huh? Until they growl. Dude. I'm telling you. And he didn't even growl bad. He just went, rawr. He didn't do it like a Jurassic Park. Rawr. He just went, rawr. And I was like, ah! I was like, I cannot. I don't experience fear. This was like a rush. I'm telling you, it was a trip. So anyway, the last night, I've only got about an hour to shoot. You know, it's like 7:30, whatever. Lights are being dimmed. You start not being able to see as good. And then all of a sudden, a bear appeared. Pulled up my gun. Bam! Shot the bear. It won't tell you everything, but anyway, bear died. You know, ran about 10 yards, fell down dead. So I go over there, I look, the bear's dead. And I went over, took my gun, pushed him, made sure he was dead. He's not moving. And so I thought, you know, Lord, I need to gut this guy, but I don't want to gut him yet. And it was like, why don't you go get the tree stand out of the tree and take all your equipment and take it over to the place where they're going to pick you up. It's still deep woods, but it's called a two-track because there's only two tracks you can see. But it's still woods, right? So I took all my equipment and I left my gun there. So I walked back 100 yards and I gut this bear. Well, I start dragging it. It's like 100 yards, and I'm out of shape. You know, I mean, rounds of shape, but I'm, you know, not as in good shape. And I'm dragging this bear. And I'd make it about 10 or 15 yards. I'm like, trying to capture all the air I can get. And I kept hearing this about every time I'd stop, or while I was dragging it, I would hear this. And I'd turn around and I'd look, and I didn't see anything. Well, Dudley said if you ever hear a bear start coming toward you, you just go, roar, roar. So that's what I did. And I went, roar, roar. So then I'd make it a little bit further, and then I'd, you know, set the bear down and catch my breath again, you know. So now I start dragging it, and I hear this, roar. And I look around, and I couldn't see one, so I go, roar, roar. Now, it's getting dark. So I drag him, you know, 20 feet, something like that, and then I catch my breath again, and every time I start dragging him, I hear this, and I do the rah, rah, you know. So, it's getting so dark, I can't even see the path of where to drag him. So I pull my flashlight out, and I'm looking for the path, and I'm dragging this bear, you know. And I hear this, and I turn around, can't see hardly anything, and I go, rah, rah, and I'm about 20 yards from where they're going to pick me up. Well, I'm about 30 or 40 yards from where y'all are going to pick me up. About 20 where I had my equipment. And all of a sudden this thought came to me. I heard this, and this thought came to me, you better go get your gun. Okay, I'll get my gun. I've been doing this for 100 yards and nobody's been bothering me and I can't see anybody, but okay, I'll go get my gun. So I go and get my gun. And then the thought was, you better take your flashlight. Then meanwhile, the lights went out. And the thought came to me, you better put a flashlight up and hold it with your barrel and point your gun and start looking for that bear that's been going, And so I'm looking, And I'm there about 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes, and I hear the truck coming, and the guys pull up, and the three of them get out, Tom and Glenn and Dudley, and they go and get the bear, and they drug it up, and we had the equipment, we put it in the truck. So we're on our way back to the cabin. And I'm telling them the story, and all the details of stuff I hadn't even told y'all. But I'm telling them all the details. And we get back to the cabin, and I hear Dudley and Glenn, who've hunted for years, whispering. Now, I'm not big on secrets, okay? So I hear them whispering, and I hear Dudley say, "We better not tell him." And I said, "Tell me what?" They said, "No, we shouldn't tell you." And I said, "What?" They said, "You know that bear you were hearing go, And I go, "Yeah." They said, "That was the mama bear." I didn't shoot a little cub. I shot a bear that was 110 pounds, so it's as big as a human, okay? But it was still with its mom. But I didn't see the mom. I only saw the bear walk in. So when I shot it, and she ran away. Well, when she came back, I was gutting her son. And I said, "Well, if that's the case, why didn't she come get me? I didn't have a gun." And they said, "Because you're a human and she's scared of you, but she also knew it was getting dark and she's nocturnal and she can see and you can't, and she is a predator. That means she stalks what she's going to kill. And she was stalking you and waiting till they turned the lights out, and then she was going to get you." And when they told me that, I said, Dude. I said, But it didn't hit me. And then a few days later, I mean, it hit me a little bit later. I kind of like, But it didn't hit me. Well, one night, Sue and I went to bed. We just get in bed, and Sue brings up the bear. And I don't know what she said, but all of a sudden, this is like a week later or something, all of a sudden it hit me. And I couldn't go to sleep for like hours, because all of a sudden it hit me. Because when Dudley came home to tell Janiyah the story, Dudley was almost crying. His eyes were full of tears, and he almost was crying, saying, we were within 2 minutes of bringing your dad home in a body bag. Now, I want you to understand a few things, okay? One, I'm in the woods, I'm reading my iPod, and I'm praying, and all I'm doing is all afternoon reading verses and praying these verses. And verses kept, the verses I'm looking up, I know a lot of verses, I'm looking up these verses about, you know, delight thyself also, Lord, who should give thee the desires of thine heart, and that kind of thing. But he kept showing me verses about, I am the Lord, I am thy shield, you know, I will protect you, I will take care of you. And I'm thinking, yeah, I know. It's like, why is that verse? Why are you showing me that? It's like, and one of them said, after they told me, we shouldn't tell him, you know. And then they told me, one of them said, you know, God protected you. And Dudley is Dudley. He said, you know, he said, you couldn't die. He said, the bear couldn't get you because you haven't done what God wanted you to do yet. Now, if I went out to tempt God and said, watch, cars can't even hit me, I'm sure he'd let a car hit me to make sure that I wasn't so stupid next time, okay, and listen to the stupid spirit. You know what I mean? Okay? My point is, but if you're doing what God wants, I mean, I had no check. I had peace, perfect peace. And what God has told me before, he said, Harvey, you're indestructible until I tell you different. Until it's your time, you're indestructible. Now, that doesn't mean you go and be stupid. That doesn't mean you go tempt God. That doesn't mean you drive whoever it was in here 110 miles an hour and say, well, I'm just indestructible. No. What it means is, in your normal walk of life, and you pray, and you have peace, and you walk with God, you don't have to worry. There's no fear. I had no fear. I had a rush and a half when that bear walked around the brush pile and I was on the ground. I can't even tell you. I've never experienced something like that. It just like, and then when he growled a little bit, twice, both times I thought my heart jumped out of my chest, okay? I mean, I never felt anything like that. But what I'm saying to you is, you know, we can trust God. God is real. And I've shared this story with a number of people, and a number of them being Christians, and one lady ended up, after I told that story, I said, you are an intercessor, and you pray for people. She said, yeah, how do you know? I said, God just told me. And I said, God right now is calling you to be a minister, an intercessor minister for Burning Bush Ministry. And she said, I know. And she surrendered. Next time I talked to her when she booked a tub, she had surrendered to becoming a intercessor for Burning Bush. And she said that's, she knows that's God's call in her life. We'll probably never meet her this side of glory. Oh, I forgot to tell them that part. You remember the part where I said that they came back and they were like, you know, the lights went out and I was there about 2-3 minutes and then they showed up? Well, they had planned on waiting the 30 minutes or whatever. And that was their plan. They had purpose in their heart. Oh, we're not going to go till so-and-so because Harvey likes to make sure it's really dark and so on. And Tom said, Dudney and Glenn kept walking back and forth, and they were pacing, and they were all anxious. You know why? Because God knew the timing. In Acts 1, around verse 5 or 6, it says, our timing is in His hands. And God knew that bear and everything, and the flashlight was not very bright. And, you know, I'm going to get a man flashlight next time. But anyway, my point is, God stirred their hearts, and they didn't even know why, but they said to Tom, come on, we got to go early. They didn't even know why. They just said, he's going to have to just quit early. And they got there, and they said if they'd have been 2 minutes later, that they would have brought me home in a body bag. What I'm trying to say to you is, and then when God said, you better go get a gun, I could have argued with him. I've been doing this for, you know, an hour, dragging this bear or whatever. I kept hearing the I wasn't smart enough to go and stop and go get a gun. I never even thought about it. I just kept thinking, I don't see him. How dumb are we? I'm trying to say God takes care of us even when we're dumb. You okay? No, serious. I'm saying it to be funny, but you know, I mean it. Right. Right. I just wanted to be the sheep. Bah, bah, bah. So, that's my bear story. I barely made it, but then there's God. I barely made it, but then there's God. No, that's not how a bear roars, I can tell you.